chinimandi.com podcast.
Moody's revises India GDP forecast to 5.4% in 2020. Moody's Investor Service on Monday revised its growth forecast for India to 5.4% for 2020 calendar year and 5.8% for 2021, down from its previous projections of 6.6% and 6.7%. India's economy has decelerated rapidly over the last 2 years and economic recovery will likely be shallow, it is said in the February update of Global Macro Outlook. The country's real GDP grew at a mere 4.5% in Q3 2019. Improvements in the latest high-frequency indicators such as PMI data suggest that economy may have stabilized. While the economy may well begin to recover in the current quarter, we expect any recovery to be slower than we had previously expected. Accordingly, we have revised our growth forecast to 5.4% for 2020 and 5.8% for 2021, down from our various projections of 6.6% and 6.7% respectively, said Moody's. A key to stronger economy momentum will be the revival of domestic demand, both rural and urban, but equally important is the resumption of credit growth in the economy. As data from the RBI shows, credit impulse in the economy has deteriorated throughout the last year as a result of the drying up of lending from non-bank financial institutions as well as from banks. Banks have been both unwilling to lend and to lower lending rates despite successive interest rate cuts by the central bank. As a result, non-food bank credit growth decelerated to 7% in the nominal terms in December 2019, down sharply from 12.8% a year earlier. The deterioration in credit growth to the commercial sector is particularly stark, said Moody's. Nominal credit to industry grew only 1.6% year-on-year in December 2019, while credit to the services sector registered 6.2% nominal growth and credit to agriculture and related activities grew 5.3%. With a weak economy and depressed credit growth reinforcing each other, it is difficult to envision a quick turnaround of either, even if economic deceleration may have trod, said Moody's. On the fiscal front, the Union Budget 2020 did not contain a significant stimulus to address the demand slump. As similar policies in other countries have shown, tax cuts are unlikely to translate into higher consumer and business spending when risk aversion is high. We expect additional easing by the RBI. However, if the recent rise in CPI inflation, mainly as a result of higher food prices, is seen to have second-round effects, this will make it more challenging for the central bank to cut interest rates further, it said. Meanwhile, Moody said the coronavirus epidemic creates a new risk to the prospects of an incipient stabilization of global growth this year, resulting from a truce in US-China trade war and emerging signs of a pickup in the industrial sector. It revised its global growth forecast down by 0.2 percentage points, now expecting G20 economies to collectively grow at an annual rate of 2.4% in 2020. The rating agency has also revised downward the GDP growth forecast for China to 5.2% in 2020 and maintained an expectation of 5.7% growth in 2021. The toll on global economy will serve if the rate of infections do not abate and the death toll continues to rise. If the outbreak persists, the domestic and international supply chain disruptions are likely to become significant, amplifying the shock to the global economy, it added.